Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is breaking news.
Oh.
And I don't have, do we have sponsors? Can you hit them up, Balak?
Yeah, so breaking news on 105 Through the Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Tom Pelissero reports his sources say Mike McCarthy is out as the Cowboys head coach.
Whoa!
The sides could not agree on length of contract, and McCarthy will, McCarthy will pursue other opportunities. He leaves Dallas with a winning record and three playoff appearances. That is breaking news. Mike McCarthy out as the Cowboys coach.
Holy freaking
moly. So the Mavericks.
No, sorry.
I'm sorry,
Mike.
I think we're going to have to, Mike, I'm going to have to jot that down as one of those moments where we were in a non-Cowboys segment and I had to talk
Jerry
about that.
Jerry heard his tease.
So there you go.
Who's saying this again?
That is Tom Pelissero. And okay. that is just as reliable of any source that you can find out.
So
Schefter comes out with his report, and literally 30 minutes later, it's
Tom Pelissero is like, nope.
And granted, Pelissero has, you'll have to ask Bobby and Broadus about this, but I'm pretty sure Pelissero's been in one of those that kind of got in with McCarthy very well because McCarthy's done a good job of opening up to those NFL network people and some of the national people. So he's one of those that probably has a really good conversation with him and his agent.
Does this sound like then that, and correct me if you think I'm off, does this sound like Mike McCarthy stood his ground against the Cowboys, and they were like, that doesn't work for us. And he goes, well, you know what, brother? That doesn't work for me. And he walked out. I'm assuming. But like, because everything we talked about, think about, let's just go back an hour.
McCarthy wanted a longer contract.
Okay. And
right?
Let's just go back. Okay. Because yeah, there's two things on
everybody's
that.
Everybody's reporting it now. Yeah.
An hour and 20 minutes ago. So an hour and 20 minutes ago, we're doing the crosstalk. And I think, I'll admit, I fell into this category. I thought that Mike McCarthy would just go along with whatever deal it is. Let's just say they give him a two-year deal, $10 million. Some of it's incentive-based, whatever. And Mike McCarthy is like, no, man, that's not going to work. Because we're going to do this exact same thing over again. I need at least a three-year deal, or I need at least a whatever-year deal, and I need at least $6 million, or I need my base salary to be guaranteed or whatever. I know part of that is speculation at this point, but an hour and 20 minutes ago, I stood just a few feet to the left of where I am right now, and I thought for sure that Mike McCarthy would give in to the low-ball contract offer of the Dallas Cowboys. And here we are, and it sounds like he sure as hell did not.
Well, good for him, but when you're looking at this as a Cowboys fan, you do have to look at it this way. The Cowboys wanted Mike McCarthy back under their terms and really to undercut him and just be the babysitter of the team, and Mike McCarthy said no. So now do the Cowboys look for a babysitter or do they look for a head coach? I know that's another topic, but I'm just thinking, Mike McCarthy said, no, if you're cutting me down to being a babysitter where I don't have any control over my staff, I don't have any control over the offense. Obviously, Mike Zimmer, I'm assuming, is going to be the defensive coordinator if I come back, and I'm going to assume they had a great time doing it together. It's like they ended up getting along, figuring out how to work together. But Mike was like, no, I can't give all of this up and just be a babysitter here. And so now the Cowboys move on and look for a babysitter?
That might be the case. I feel like there's a lot of things here. One, everything that comes along with being the Cowboys head coach, understanding how much money the Cowboys do bring in, but everything that goes along with it, Mike McCarthy was like, I deserve to be paid more for this. There's a lot of extra stuff being the Cowboys head coach, and I deserve more.
Can I ask you a question about that statement? I don't disagree with that statement whatsoever.
I also am tired of getting stabbed in the back.
Okay.
The turn of the
corner. Okay. Do you think if I boiled it down to essentially it was with all of the S I have to eat with this job, as opposed to let's get back to football, this is what I want.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely could be a massive factor there. We do have Bobby Belt on the line right now. If we'd like to have a conversation with the man. You're on vacation, Bobby. What are you doing right now?
Bobby, is this the greatest day of your life?
I know. I just wrapped up DallasCowboys.com. We're doing the draft show. Now I'm driving over to Plano to go see draft prospects at Exos. And the news to come through. And it was starting to feel, I definitely think this morning you were starting to get a sense, more people were starting to talk, and you were starting to get the feeling of like, okay, this isn't looking good for Mike, or this is trending towards the direction of a divorce. And now we enter a period of evaluation where they try to figure out who they want to bring in here.
Hold on, wait, Bobby, wait. Before we move on to the evaluation, I want to take a quick step back because of something you said. Can you expand on, it looked like it was trending towards a divorce, because our initial reaction here is, it sounded like Mike McCarthy said, I'm not going to take your lowball BS contract. I want something better. And that's why this has fallen apart.
Yeah, I think that this is something where the more you talk to people who had an awareness of what was going on, it sounded like this was just building to this point as of this morning where people were saying, yeah, I think there's some frustration here that, you know, there's not as much movement on, are we going to get this done? Are we going to figure this out? Are we going to actually figure out the terms of a potential return? What are we doing here? And I think that building frustration caused a little bit of animosity potentially for both sides. And what you see is, you know, I think a mutual divorce at this point. I don't think the Cowboys may position this as, hey, we wanted him back. He clearly wanted to go. But I mean, I think it feels very much like the trying to get somebody to quit so you don't have to fire them type of move.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Bobby Belt breakup special.
Yeah, Bobby's been through this before. He knows how it works. I see how that goes.
Now you said, Bobby, they will look ahead to, okay, I just wanted to clarify that before we looked ahead to anything. Yeah. Mike asked the question about what the hell kind of next head coach are you looking for? Where do we go now?
So they have always wanted experience or familiarity. That's what they want. So when you start thinking familiarity, I think the blinking light is obviously Kellen Moore.
Wow.
I think that they would have to do some repair here. Kellen had a bad exit from Dallas. As much as it was reported, oh, they decided to move on, or they decided to give Mike the keys to the car, or whatever you say, that is not how that breakup went. That breakup ended with Kellen asking out. And so I think that they would have to do some repair there. Probably not anything impossible to repair. But they still think very, very highly of him. Jerry and Stephen Jones think really highly of Kellen Moore. And so I think that that's an obvious fit right there. It's just, all right, how damaged was that? How much work do you potentially have to do to get Kellen Moore to want to come back here? But I mean, look, we've thrown out the name. I've thrown it out for months now. Mike asked Jerry about him. I do wonder if Jason Witten will get a look here.
Wow.
Because it's just, I think just familiarity is a big thing to them. And they say, you know, you had Kellen Moore essentially walk off the field and become an offensive coordinator. You had Jason Garrett walk off the field and become an offensive coordinator. We just need a CEO here. And go look back at an article Tim Kalishaw wrote about Dan Campbell last year when they were end of the 23 season when they were facing Detroit. And he interviewed Jerry and asked Jerry some questions. And Jerry took a left turn out of nowhere and said, you know, I think Jason Witten has a lot of the same traits that Dan Campbell
yep.
has.
Yes, he did.
And so, I don't know, I think familiarity, Witten and Kellen make some sense. Obviously, we'll see. I could definitely see them wanting to talk to a Doug Peterson.
What about Aaron Glenn?
Potentially a Aaron Glenn absolutely is somebody that they could want to talk to. That's somebody who's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that would get a glowing review, I imagine, from Dan Campbell, who they trust. But yeah, they got a couple of different avenues they can go here. I would say to me, before we get a chance to kind of talk to people, I think early on, knowing what they think of Kellen, to me, Kellen Moore seems like the obvious lead candidate right now.
Bobby, as far as timeline goes, how much of an urgency do you think the Cowboys are going to approach this with? I feel like Steven would probably approach it with a little more urgency.
Well, let's figure out if it's Jason Witten and Kellen Moore, like I just mentioned, if those are guys they're considering, there's probably no urgency there. Kellen okay. Moore is, you know, he's in the middle of a coaching playoff run. He's gotten some interviews, but I don't know that he's been as much of the top name in some of those areas as he would be here. Witten's obviously just coaching high school football right now. If they wanted to interview Doug Peterson or John Gruden or somebody like that, those guys, some of the candidates that I think make sense in terms of previous experience that are offensive-minded head coaches, there's not a lot of buzz around those guys right now. So that may be why when Jerry was, you know, talking to you guys about urgency, he was like, no, there's really no urgency. And the field of candidates, you know, when Alec asked him, does the field of candidates impact at all your decision here? He's like, no, not really. Because I think he felt comfortable that the candidates he would want or the guy he was targeting may not be somebody that they have to fight for.
That is the lineup right there. We'll start, you know, making a long list and a short list. Bobby threw your short list together just now. So if you're listening right now, you already got the short list together. That's what is going to be confirmed shortly. But the long list is going to – we'll have lots of conversations about that over the next few hours.
Yeah, and I mean, there'll be obviously, you know, we mentioned Aaron Glenn there, but the Rooney Rule says you have to interview two minority candidates.
That's a fact.
So there'll be another name there, whether that's, you know, minimum Brian Flores or, you know, maybe Robert Saleh or some of these, you know, various coaches out there that have been in the running and have been discussed. And so that'll all be there. I would imagine whoever they hire is an offensive head coach that has either previous NFL coaching experience, or if they don't have that, it's somebody they are very familiar with within the walls of the Star. So start, you know, narrowing that down pretty quickly. All right, previous head coaching experience, Gruden, Doug Peterson, Arthur Smith, Cliff Kingsbury. Not that those guys would be on the list, but that's the name pool of names you're looking at. And then, you know, familiarity, Kellen Moore, you know, Jason Witten, offensive side of the ball, guys like that, I think you should start, you know, keen in on.
This might be a dumb question. It probably is, and I know the Cowboys would never, like, come out and say if there was, but when you talk about the Rooney Rule, this is still a franchise, unless I'm totally blanking, that has never had a not-white head coach, right?
That's true.
Yes, that is true.
There's...
And so, yeah, it's something where, I mean, it's a league mandate. They're going to have to, whether they, I need to pick my words carefully here on how you want to talk about the legitimacy of a candidacy for the Cowboys. I don't want to, you know, make accusations just because it looks a certain way. But I think that when you look at
their history, yeah, they brought in Marvin Lewis for an interview. And then that felt like checking a little bit of a box. I mean, New England just was guilty of that. I think a lot of people felt like you had Vrabel in mind, and then you were checking a box. And that's not fair to those candidates. And I don't think it's fair to the process totally. So, I mean, we'll see how this all plays out. I would imagine Aaron Glenn, like we mentioned, they're solid potentially. Maybe not Flores, maybe Flores. It just depends on how – I don't know how much the Cowboys would view. Do we want to get involved with somebody who's in an active lawsuit with the league?
Yeah.
And so that may complicate things a little bit. But I think that, you know, if you start saying who makes the most sense here, it's Kellen at the top. And if they start zeroing in on him, then you might just see, all right, we're trying to run through boxes that we're checking here.
Appreciate it very much. I hope this makes your vacation even better.
I love you all.
When you coming back?
I'll be back Thursday, but I'll probably be on the morning show tomorrow at some point.
Why don't you hop on with us tomorrow?
I mean, I can do that too.
And then the next day?
We just talk to him.
Okay, never mind, Bobby. We'll talk to you later, man.
We'll find out. See you.
All right. I think this is the next thing that I want to talk about. Because I've seen a couple of people text this in. I'm going to tell you right now, and if I'm wrong, I think that's a great thing. I don't think this is the start of some movement where the Cowboys are going to start changing the way they do business. So here's how I'm going to set it up. Because a couple of people texted in, oh, the Cowboys fans have started to speak this year. Now Mike McCarthy's like, I'm not going to accept it. People are starting to stand up to the Cowboys. I'll tell you this. I don't think that's what's happening, and I don't think that's going to change anything about the way the Cowboys do business. But maybe y'all disagree. But we'll talk more about that. And Mike McCarthy out as head coach. And just wait for that statement from the Jones family to be like, what's the big deal? Like, his contract expired tomorrow. So that's just what happened. So there's nothing to see here. As if this is not a big deal.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
They can still hire him back.
Yes.
Yeah, I have no...
Because his contract expired, still not fired.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Here's one of my lineups, Kevin. McCarthy, 4 to 5 years. Jerry, 2 years. McCarthy, nah, I'm out. Wait. No, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody I'm out. You deal with it after that.
Yep.